Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And this morning I'm in Chattanooga, Tennessee, actually not far from Floor Focus's home office. And I'm at Davis & Davis, and I'm here with Dick Miller. How you doing, Dick?
Just fine.
I appreciate you agreeing to be with me. I wanted to talk to you because you just, it's been about a month or so, announced that Davis & Davis, which has traditionally been known as a custom rug house that markets primarily to the interior design market, has purchased Glen Eden, which is a company out of Calhoun, that's best known for, I guess, bigger formats, wall-to-wall rugs that are sold through showrooms primarily. So I wanted to ask you, how did this come about?
Well, we've known Stuart Hay, the president and owner of Glen Eden Wool Carpet, for a number of years. And we actually talked to him in the past about possibly merging our companies together because we had very complementary abilities. He had a dye plant that we were lacking. We were both selling in the high-end wool residential area, though through different sales channels, and looked like it might be a good fit. The opportunity came about earlier this year when they went through a lot of financial difficulties and they were looking for someone to take over the company.
So basically, there's synergies. I mean, they're a little bit, maybe an hour's drive away, but they have a dye house. You're both custom, and almost everything you make and everything they make has always been wool. And so, and they sell through different channels, so it's good synergies there, right?
Yeah, very good synergy. We sell different types of products. Almost all of our goods come off of the CYP machine or the old Tapestron machine. Mm-hmm. And the machinery they use completely different. They also import Wilton's. So we had a lot of synergies there where we could, if we combined forces, we could produce goods off our machines for their customers, and we could supply a lot of our customers with goods off their machinery. So it seemed like a very good fit for us.
Okay. And you just mentioned a minute ago the CYP. You actually are in partnership with Bob at Burco, and the two of you are basically the owners of that technology, the Tapestron technology, right?
Yeah, that's true. In late 1999, 2000, Tapestron went into bankruptcy, and both Burco and Davis & Davis relied heavily on the Tapestron technology. So we partnered up together, and we purchased all the assets of the old Tapestron company, and it merged as CYP Technologies. We continue on today.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing what I've learned today about touring your facility here, a very nice facility. I was going to ask you, and you mentioned it earlier, too, that when you purchased Glen Eden, the former owner, Stuart Hay, actually he remained on. He's president.
Yes, he has.
President,
yes.
There. Mm-hmm. Okay. The synergies we talked about a minute ago, now that you've done this for a month or two, have things come together pretty nicely?
Well, they're coming together very nicely, but it's taken a lot longer than I thought to merge two companies together because you have to get down to the nitty-gritty of different telephone systems, different accounting systems, different sales forces, and then you try to merge everything together and try to do it smoothly, and there's no way to do it smoothly, but it's coming together on track, and we should have it completed probably another couple months as far as the accounting and integrating all the different systems together.
And Chattanooga will be the headquarters.
Yeah, Chattanooga will be the headquarters, but we're going to keep open a Calhoun plant and hopefully expand that in the future.
Okay. And one of the things I was going to ask you too, I mean, we mentioned earlier, it's custom work, it's beautiful work. And I think if you ask, maybe you can answer this question, if you ask somebody in the design business, the high-end design, you have separate looks. I mean, Davis & Davis has been, I guess, more traditional, is that right?
And yeah, we do a lot of traditional styling. By the nature of it, since we do made-to-order custom goods, we offer a variety of different designs out there, where as a company like Glen Eden, because they're for the most part stocking, they don't have quite the number of designs that we have. They stock in quite a bit of depth, and they also import goods, in particular Wilton's, and they have a very heavily influenced by the kind of the East Coast look.
Okay. And I guess you have a wider style option, and everything you make is made to order, and they have a little bit less of a SKU count, and they keep something
stocked. Yes, that's true.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And since you do kind of, I think, play to the upper end of the market with all these beautiful wool products, how has this economy affected you guys?
Well, I don't think anybody's come away unscathed from this economy. We were really didn't notice much in the way of sales decline until late last fall, and then it hit us like it did everybody else. It seemed to have bottomed out for us somewhere in the February, March. We've seen a nice uptick since then, but it's certainly not at the level it was last year or the year before.
Okay, yeah. Well, I don't think there's anybody, especially in this last year, that hadn't felt some of this dip. So just to wrap this up, and then I want to ask you one other question. But so this company now that you have the Davis & Davis brand, which is we've talked about, focuses on selling primarily to interior designers on the residential side. You have the Glen Eden brand, which sells more through these designer showrooms. They play
obviously on the residential side also.
Yes.
Mostly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you also have another, you have a Lucerne brand, I believe, if I'm saying that right, and it's more in the hospitality and contract side.
Yes, they've traditionally, Lucerne has been also in the residential, but with this combination with Glen Eden, we're going to migrate the focus of Lucerne to hospitality and the corporate market, also in the high-end wool. So it's going to be kind of a natural three-market approach we're making with three different brands.
Okay. And one of the last question I have for you before we run out of time is if somebody's interested in seeing your styles, your collections, your color lines, and learn more about the looks of these three brands, where would they go and find information?
Well, Davis & Davis is in approximately 3,500 different outlets in the United States, and Glen Eden's in probably around 1,500. So any high-end designer or carpet store, there's a good chance we're being carried there.
Okay. And do you have a website that might be to help them find out?
Yeah, we have there are three different websites, the Davis & Davis rugs.com for the Davis & Davis rugs, of course, and then Lucerne and also GlenEden.com.
Okay. And Lucerne, how do you spell that?
Lucerne.com.
And Davis & Davis, is that spelled out, Davis and Davis? Or?
Yes, or it's either that or DavisRugs.com. Either address will go to our website.
All right, Dick, I appreciate you spending time with us. As I said, we've been talking to Dick Miller. He's in the news because he recently purchased the Glen Eden brand. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.